I'm sure if you read, the issue is not the, it's not just the emerging companies. It says, court cases involving. So there is a separation. It's not singling them out, but it says it's involving them. And the logic behind is that they may not have the same capacity that you will have with your well-established companies when these issues are raised. So is how do you simultaneously you use what you would call a support system for them to respond on what is required for compliance purposes. So if it's only about the cases, there must be a system that supports them so that they can be able to comply. You don't kill those emerging companies by virtue of non-compliance. So in essence is that you have to implement what is supposed to be a requirement. But on the other side, there must be a mechanism to assist them so that the purpose of mining does not get being undermined. So the question, the key word is involvement. That is the issue that the word is being used, involving them.
But another part of that sentence is the subject, and the subject, or the object, yeah? The subject is the people who are being affected by this involvement. That involvement, I'm saying, is mining companies. It's not necessarily emerging mining companies. Follow what I'm saying? So it's not, the emphasis shouldn't be on emerging mining companies. It should be mining companies, because big ones are affected and small ones are affected and everyone is affected. Because Maxan is a big company and Elandsfontein is a big company and I can't remember the third.
I may not agree with you, but it's fine. I can leave it to members. If you look at the structural setup of Maxan, I may not agree that Maxan is a big company at all. Definitely, Maxan on its own falls directly on the small emerging company. By years, it could be, but by quantity, it still remains an emerging company. If you look at the comparison stage, for instance, to me, for your well-established companies would be if you make what is this manganese company that even your Tronox may not necessarily be at that level. But the point here that we drive, it says it may create uncertainty because the emerging companies don't have the same capacity. For instance, if you were to put, I'm sorry to make this example, if you were to take cases that involved Anglo-American, if that's an example, the capacity of Anglo-American to be able to tackle what is required, even to go and represent itself in court, may not be the same thing that you would put on an emerging company. So the issue is that at all times, whether it's the Department of Economic Development, whether it's Mineral Resources itself, is that in that question of compliance, it should not be seen as if they can withstand what they are putting. That's why we say it may create uncertainty when it comes to issues of mining in the Western Cape. It may create uncertainty. That is the concern. So the issue is not about whether it's an emerging. That if, for instance, to me, you say Anglo-American, I will know anywhere you go, even beyond the borders of South Africa, they can withstand what it is. But if you take a Matlala and so forth, who is a sand mining company, instead of making him to be compliant with the regulations on mining, with the license he has, if he can't be able to, because the amount of money that he's supposed to take to court is the amount of money that he should be plowing in order for him to grow. That is the context. So we may find a wedding that says those people are not the same. So the more this person goes to court is spending money on an area that it was not a projected income. So it's not the same with someone who would stand. So it's not a question that you are not saying they must comply, but there must be a mechanism that also assists so that mining doesn't get being secondary or a minor issue. That's why it's not saying you ignore environmental compliance. It says it may create uncertainty if it's about just taking them to court and therefore being unable to face with the court's challenges. I'll be honest, if you look for, let's take Maxens that you're talking about, that 12 million rands, just as an example, that they said they had spent in defending themselves, could have been plowed somewhere else to grow. But if there was a mechanism that says, let's again make an example, if DMR was giving them, I know DMR would say it's not our duty, if DMR was giving them an environmental license, something of, because of the one environmental system was giving them, then we say, rather than to go and defend cases, there must be then a support mechanism that says, you have not complied with 1, 2, and 3. This is what has to be done. Where will they get the financing of compliance? Otherwise, this person goes there, is only having, I'm making an example, 500,000 rand in whatever that person has. So the more he goes to court, is the more he's eating on the purse. So that is the, we're drawing that element of a distinction that for emerging companies, it may not, because you need your small-scale mining or people who will enter the system in one way or the other. But if they always spend more time, it's more or less the same thing you would say, unfortunately, we're not that committee now. If you don't have a balance generally in manufacturing, you take people, I'll be honest, even with workers, you take this employer every day to court, must go and defend on labor-related issues. You might be paying legal costs. Instead of that person growing in the industry, is now being taken out of the system. That is the intention to say. Those mining companies may not have the capacity to withstand. Therefore, there must be a mechanism that is being done in order to make them remain in the mainstream of mining. Honorable Lorim?
Mr. Chair, I think we've touching on an issue which is a much wider issue here. Because I see that not only in this case, but also in other provinces, particularly with regards to certain types of mining, and I imagine quarrying, but particularly alluvial diamonds. I'm getting a lot of reports of people not getting out of the business, in fact, simply because the burden of compliance with regulation is too high. And so I have two suggestions. The one is, and I'm not wedded to this, but if you took out the words "the emerging" from that sentence, so I'd read, the number of court cases involving mining companies creates uncertainty. But then at the same time, I would like us, and maybe we do this as a committee or maybe we make this as a recommendation, is I'd like to see some kind of examination of the regulatory burden on small mining companies, because I think too often the same law that's applied to big companies in terms of environmental impact assessment and so on is applied to small companies, and simply having to do those impact assessments are so expensive that it doesn't make mining worthwhile. And I'm not quite sure where to go with that one, whether to say, well, can we examine that as a committee, or is that something that we ask the department to look into, the regulatory burden on small mining operations, smaller mining operations?
Okay, I'm trying to find a country, because for me, but it's not me. Can't we, instead of saying involving, because emerging, I still believe, to say especially for emerging mining companies, but it still doesn't take out mining companies in general, but the most affected will always be your emerging, to say especially involving, which says off-court cases involving mining companies, especially emerging. Or we say court cases especially involving emerging mining companies, but we say there we try to make a specific reference. Then take the issue that Honorable Lorima is making, put it as a rider on the recommendations that the committee recommends that the departments concerned with regards to the application of the one environmental system, I don't know, we can't instruct them, but we then talk about to look on the impact of the one environmental system compliance, in particular with regards to small emerging companies, so that the question of their entry to the market becomes, I'm not saying we're asking for a special dispensation, but we're saying that burden of compliance, they must look at it. What impact does it have? Is it making them grow, or is it making it impossible to have new entries in the mining industry? Now, because we're doing an oversight in the Western Cape, we live with regards to the Western Cape, but the recommendation talks now to the overall impact on emerging companies, with regards to the recommendation, and therefore you don't mention one province. You leave it more open with the experience that we have seen in the Western Cape. So then the focus of what you would have observed with small, with your emerging companies must then find expression on your recommendation. Having observed that, what then do you say? Then we are recommending that the department with its sister companies on the issue of environmental compliance must look and make an assessment of the impact of the environmental regulation with specific regards on small emerging companies in the mining industry, so that the industry can be able to expand beyond of what is the limitations of the environment. They will see how they put a better English. Honorable Lawrence?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy with that. Just to say, not only environmental regulations, yes, but actually all of them, if we can make it a catch-all.
But do you remember, we're going for the one environmental system.
Oh, yes, look, that's part of it. But so, I think we're kind of... we've seen something which is not necessarily only environmental stuff. That's probably the biggest area of problem, but I would like to broaden it slightly, and just not to specify environmental, but just to say the entire regulatory burden for small miners.
We'll see how to...
I'd be happy.
One could even go as far as say the committee, insofar as compliance issues are, with relation to compliance issues, is concerned that the number of court cases involving the emerging mining companies creates uncertainty for the future of mining. That would, insofar as compliance issues are concerned, that the number of court cases. That encapsulates what you're saying.
It's fine, we will work on that. Any other matter with regards to page 19?
On 19, Chair, the last 384 recommendations on Tanzania jurisdiction, comma, despite the it not be, well, I don't know if you can remove the it or the day. Despite
no, the so take out the D. Take out the despite it being not. Despite it not being. Okay. Thanks to Hoshi, who understands English more than... What's so doing that?
We are 12 official languages in South Africa. 12, yeah. That one, yeah.
I've always suspected that you are.
One of the things approved is when you watch my television, if the president is speaking or the Matala is speaking on the television, there's another person. No, that one.
I suspect that person who was interpreting on the memorial service of late Madiba was trained by you. Okay. Honorable members, page 20. You. I think the point, can't we add it here, honorable members, the one that we talked about, to try and expand this part to encapsulate the issue of the regulatory framework. Yes. Suya and the boss, you know you're not there. You are going to mess up this report if you...
Dog, right?
Koyama. No, the first culprit is Koyama. If this is not crafted in the manner that is agreed, please, honorable members, don't look at me. Yeah. Look at the person who's supposed to... If the uniform doesn't have the correct stitches, you must look at the designer. So he's fully responsible to put the correct language that we use. But all what we say, we will add another question, not as a bullet, but as an extension. Maybe we can say, furthermore, then we put that recommendation we've made, because it still talks about the intergovernmental relations framework is not functioning optimally. So I think it will be an expansion from there on what we talked about. Having said so, very disciplined committee. I don't know if it's because my follow today is wearing red and Lorima, they are sharing the same color. So it actually means we'll wait for a remover between the two of them.
We first need to determine whether they've got something to declare.
Welcome, Honorable Jafta. Jafta is refusing to be red. He just decided to be maroon. Went for Susan the red, which is maroon. Any mover? Honorable Mafolo? I was not forcing yours.
Note, I move for adoption with amendment and corrections made. Thank you.
Any seconder? Honorable Jafta?
Let me second Honorable Mafolo said that we adopt the report.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Thank you, Honorable Lorima, for having the guts to defy the chair and chair from the floor. And thank you, Honorable Biginini, to demonstrate just for a few minutes that you have no confidence in the chair.
Sure.
But it's okay. I can see. I can see what is. Okay, Honorable Members, just quickly, I think because you are already here, someone was sneaking through these things. I mean, it's yours, but it's not mine. Yes, that's your carrying. We are going to be at the old assembly for the three portfolio committees with the illicit financial outflows. Or flows. I think it's a work that we've done previously. But it's led primarily by finance. And therefore, ours is to then say, I always say we're going there with our tails between our legs, because we're always accused to be the actual major culprits when it comes to this matter. But quickly, for your benefit, this is our last meeting. We are told that we are coming back on the 2nd. I've asked Ms. Boss to please assist that when we come back, we know that rush during that period. We'll be dealing with the budget. And we have the view that it would be impossible to come on the 2nd and start on the 2nd. Because, no, May, 2nd of May, you can see you're going to be out for too long. By the 2nd of May. It actually means if we make members to travel on the public holiday, it's going to be a nightmare for them. So we're suggesting that we start on Wednesday. But we might then have to come back to you and send it to you with a program that is going to be the whole week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The reason is that we may have to take more presentations, not just the department. There's the FFC, there's the AG, but on top of that now we wanted to, might be adding, depending on their availability, the monitoring and evaluation. There will also be the researcher who will have done a summer, so that's already four. We'll then have the department with all its programs, four or five. How many are they? Five programs, not entities, with four or five of its programs. And then we will have the entities, five. So then we'll have to need to have time then to allow the drafting of the report, and then we may have to come back to adopt the report. So we think that if we can do that within a week, we can then the following week deal with the adoption and then be ready. Always, since I've been here, my honorable members have taught me a lesson. They've made me to grow. It's better to do your work finished but do it thoroughly. Finish and be the first to dispense with it so that you can focus on the primary work. Sometimes the work of the committee, in my view, gets curtailed by these regulated systems. So I'm of the view that rather than to delay things, let's do them thoroughly, dispense with it, and then wait for the date where we will go and express our views on the matter. So if honorable members agree with that, we will send the program to yourselves. The second one, quickly again, we are going on an oversight, 26 to 30th, ne? To the 31st, no, 30th, no, the 31st is a consolidation. Mm. Yes. So 26, you see, 26, we will be sleeping at Centurion, Pretoria. No, don't worry. I am always open, don't worry. Don't worry. We are sleeping in Pretoria. You know, for your life, in order to be difficult, you must even say people so that they can go and converse with you. They don't need to. Pretoria, because Pretoria might make it more easier to meet in Pretoria on Monday, where we'll be meeting the Department on Illegal Mining and other, the entire whatever committee or team, as well as the Chamber of Mines that have come with a particular work that they think they can do. And then from there, we'll go to Mpumalanga. From Mpumalanga, we will sleep in... We'll sleep, and then from there, we go to Bakersfort, and then we intend from Bakersfort to be in Lily Mine. Honorable Mandela, there's something called in closing. So even if you come when you go in closing, don't make it as if Ubabu Nkabinde want to contest your membership of this committee. So you must sit where other members of the committee are sitting. So we intend then to come back. We said it will be bad if the committee is said to be in Mpumalanga and it doesn't even go to a fire. It will send a very wrong impression about Parliament. So we intend to have that trip. We'll send the full program to members. And then from there we will come back so that we can go to Springs and also get the department's presentation. Again, we are working with the help of the department as well as the Ekurhuleni, just to have a vibe for members to see the incident where the five-year-old sank in the shaft, just to have a vibe. Unfortunately, it was not on our program. But again, if we go to Spring, it's part of Ekurhuleni, isn't it, Honorable Lorim? Then it will sound better again that, you know, they were here, they didn't bother themselves about what happened. They were just eager to go to and see what had happened. At least we must show that there's an element of sympathy. We may not be able to go and see the family and so forth because of the time schedule, but we will see. So that is what we will do. And then from there, we would try and consolidate the report for members for our discussion. Those are the few issues that then from there, we will then meet on the 3rd, which is a Wednesday. Is that agreed, Honorable Members? Yeah. Oh, beginning you at this side. Thank you. Thank you. Otherwise, you are going to come with another proposal and Honorable Lorima supports you. Thank you, Madiba, for your separation of the two. Honorable Members, on that note, let's go and join the... You want to... Oh, the minutes. Ish. Mm. Quickly, the minutes. Oh. Page 1. On page 1, I know they say it's a procedure. We had a little bit of a fight with Sia. I inserted an administrative proposal, not proposal, that in the event... Mr. Luzipo, Honorable Luzipo, does not submit an apology and is not in the meeting, that person is absent from the meeting. Yeah. So we now gonna add an item beyond apology absent. So if I'm not in the meeting, we must then put that item. I don't know, honourable members. I know honourable Estazen. You see, now I can see, I can't even write the name. I find it very difficult. Estazen. So just say J.A. Estazen always says it's an alternate, so we will continue to put that apology there. Any other issue on page 1? Page 2? Okay, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Oh, I must check. I can see Honorable Schmidt is consulting his ancestors. He woke up very early. any mover? Honorable Mandela?
Thank you, sir. And good morning, honorable members. I'd like to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of March 2017 as a true reflection of the meeting we held. Thank you.
With the amendment on page 1.
Mm-hmm. With amendments, Chair. Thank you.
Any seconder? Honorable Mafolo?
I second, Chair.
Okay. Any matters arising? Without any matters arising, the minutes are therefore duly adopted. Before I close my meeting, because they always remind me. Any matter that I'm leaving? Yeah? Okay. On that score, honorable members, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much. Sorry with the traffic issue. When I was in KZN, there was once a proposal that it must be an offense for a member or for someone to drive alone in a car. They were promoting lift clubs, I think. That might be a matter that must be considered, that if you drive alone in a car, there must be some form of... the only thing I said, that system will never work because we always crisscross from here, you go somewhere else to wait for that person. Instead of going home will be problematic, but they always encourage that we must go to public transport. But that is not the issue now. I think everyone will be forgiven. Even the one who was going to be late automatically today will fall on the category of those who were delayed by the traffic. So you are all forgiven. Thank you very much. See you on the, hopefully, 3rd of May. And those others who have got a duty and a responsibility, please, you are all here except one. So we want to see you here on the oversight. No, it's Honorable Mukwena. So all of you, you are taken as present. So we will meet with the members on the oversight on the 26th. Thank you very much.
But also, Chair,